Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to get into some entertainment in a moment. Got some other fun stuff to get to. But first, we're going to kick off the hour the way we like to, taking a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, James. Sorry to interrupt your entertainment section, but I just want to do a short PSA.
Mm. All right.
Motorists, please turn your lights on.
Yes.
It's like dusk out here. I'm coming down 54 from Clover, and it's almost like nighttime, as dark as it is here. And there's people that don't have their lights on.
Yes, like, you can't be seen.
Put your darn lights on. Put them on. Put them on. This is not difficult. I'm looking right now, right at the roundabout, and I'm seeing a bunch of people with their lights on. That is very good. And then I just saw somebody without them.
Well, because we're used to those auto headlights now. And in this type of weather, the sensors don't turn them on at this level, but they need to be on. So yeah. You manually have to turn them on.
Manually turn your lights on. Demand them to go on. Do not move your vehicle until your vehicle listens to you and put them on. And a great PSA from you, man. A great listener. Thank you for that, brother. Be safe out there.
Right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, Kevin.
Safe travels to everybody out there. Look out for each other. Be good to each other. And put your darn lights on.
Yes, so other people can see you.
Yes. This is some of these things that we do as human beings drive you crazy.
Well, it's an easy thing to forget, though, James, because with those auto headlights now, we just expect them to be on.
I hear you. Oh, I hear you 100%, Melissa. I'm certainly capable of making mistakes on the road and everything. But to me, this is driving is one of those things that I feel like you have. You can actually cheat on somebody else's paper. Hey, what are the other? Oh, the other drivers have the lights on. I've probably turned mine on. everybody's slowing down in front of me. I should probably slow down a little bit. I mean, we have some. Unless you're the only person.
Some clues.
Yeah. I feel like pay attention to the road, pay attention to your fellow drivers, and look out for each other. Mm-hmm. And turn your darn lights
on. And good note. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, thank you. Best listeners in radio. Let's dive into some entertainment news. And we're going to talk a little bit about Sting and his 28-year-old son, Giacomo Sumner.
Okay.
Now, I remember actually Sting having a son named Giacomo because that's actually my name in Italian. James in Italian is Giacomo. It's something I was called a lot growing up as a kid. And it's, I think, a fun name. I think it's a good one.
And you would obviously pay attention to that then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear somebody say Giacomo, I turn around right away. So Giacomo Sumner are both members of the police. Well, sort of. Giacomo recently became a police officer in the UK, which had been his dream since he was 13. He graduated in 2020 with a bachelor's degree in criminal science from California Lutheran University.
Good for him.
Giacomo is Sting's youngest child. He and his wife also share three other children, 33, 38, and 40. Sting also has two other kids from his first wife, who are 42 and 46. And nobody in the world can resist the story of the former lead member of the police and having his son actually become a police officer.
Police officer. Yeah.
That's too good.
Perfect.
It's too good. Should write a song about that, Sting. Should write it. great artist. Great artist, Sting. Very, very good artist.
Well, he's 72 and still looking good.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw him a couple of seasons ago, and he had a cameo in Only Murders in the Building. And it was great. He's a great actor. He's actually a really, really good actor. His performance in Dune, I thought he stole the show when he was in Dune back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he made it an awful... very good villain.
Very good. Too good. Too good of a villain. His smile. I did not know that he could do that kind of a young Sting would have made a really good Joker, I bet. I bet he would, because he is a far better than average actor, and he's got that look when he does that mischievous kind of thing. That is interesting. And congratulations to his son. Big thank you to him for getting into public service like that and getting into wanting to do something like that.
Absolutely.
Need more young people wanting to do those kind of jobs. George Lucas celebrated his 80th birthday Saturday at his Skywalker Ranch with a huge party, emceed by Steve Martin.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And keep in mind, this was not something anybody was paid to do. Everybody showed up because they wanted to, and they wanted to do this. The guest list included Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, as you'd expect, Samuel Jackson, Tyler Perry, Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Robert De Niro, Queen Latifah, Chris Rock, Jon Favreau, Warwick Davis, the famous actor from Willow and everything. There were also performances. Was this a birthday party or was it a Lollapalooza? What was going on?
Yeah, wow.
Alicia Keys, John Batiste, Don Henley, and her all performed.
Nice.
And as well as musicians playing music from Star Wars and Indiana Jones. And like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great time.
And they just, I guess there wasn't really, like, invitations were sent out, but a lot of people kind of like wanted to be there and be a part of this. And man, think about just the directors in that room. George Lucas, of course, but Spielberg and Peter Jackson. And like, this is incredible.
Yeah, I would think everybody would have wanted to be there.
Yeah. It also it shows a lot of respect to George Lucas.
To George Lucas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
And it's not always that we get to hear the good stories about Hollywood directors.
Yes. Yeah, especially in this day and age and with some of the more recent news we've had about that.
Mm.
Which is also a positive, too. We're seeing this in sports a lot right now, where with the rise of NIL, there's a lot of older coaches who have done things a certain way and always had their way and kind of been able to cut corners and, you know, here's the bag under the table kind of thing. Well, now that everything is out front, some of these older coaches are not adjusting very well to it, and they're just retiring. They're just getting out of the game.
Good.
Yeah.
That should happen.
100%. 100%, Melissa. If you can't. If you can't adjust, it's no different than on the field. There's new offensive plays and new things happening all the time in sports. Your job is to find a way to counter it. Your job is to find a way to, you know, find the advantages and everything. If you can't do that, you don't belong in the game. If you can't adjust to NIL, that's on you. I don't think that's the game. That's you not being able to evolve. And you're not, to me, you're not a good enough coach. Like,
if you can't be ethical, then get out of the game.
Yeah. If you can't, anybody can do the job without ethics. If you can't do the job with ethics, then you don't belong in that position. You're whatever you're a coach of. Part of your job as a coach is coaching people and
right.
being good people,
taking care of your team.
Yeah, a good director gets that, and there's a lot of them out there right now. Including the director they have for the latest show from Wausau Community Theater, Cole Potter's Anything Goes.
Yeah.
That's coming up in just next week. 10 days. 10 days is opening day for him.
Really?
May 31st. Melissa and I, we've talked about Wausau Community Theater a bit on the show here and everything. We're big supporters, obviously, of local theater.
We
care very much about it, and we want to see local theater survive. Quite bluntly, everybody.
Yes.
Wausau has a wonderful creative community. They've got a lot of wonderful people over there, some that we've gotten to meet recently.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great way to keep that theater alive. Get yourself a ticket.
Attend the show.
That's all you got to do. You spread awareness about this, maybe on your social media, sharing, you know, the promos for it and everything. And wherever you're listening to us, supporting theater is just that easy. Attend a show. Let people know about it. We all know word of mouth goes so far.
Yeah, invite your friends to come along.
And you can start with Anything Goes from Cole Porter, brought to you proudly by Wausau Community Theater. Again, this kicks off on May 31st with a 7:30 show. They will have shows going from June 1st to June 9th. You can find out more by going to wausaucommunitytheater.org. That's also where you can get tickets, wausaucommunitytheater.org. If you'd like a preview, I encourage you to check out the director's cut where we had some of the cast members join us. Such intelligent and creative people. Encourage you to go ahead and check it out. Taking a great show, and know that while you're doing that, you're buying local, supporting local, and helping keep theater alive. The arts are very important, everybody. Regardless if if some people agree with us or not, let's show them what we think of the arts.
Yeah. Yep. And you can do that with your dollar. Buy tickets and bring friends.
Encourage you to do so, and encourage you to also audition and be a part of these shows and get on out there. We're always looking
get
for
involved
direct...
in your local theater.
Yeah. Wherever you're listening to us, we encourage you to do so. Keep in mind, right here in Wisconsin Rapids, we've got an amazing local theater with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Lots of kids shows coming up this summer. I'm excited.
I love our. We just got done with one of the best main stage season productions WRCT has ever done. I think 4 for 4. Great season. Really strong season. Nicely done by the team and everybody over there. The board, Gretchen, everybody. Great work. Now, that being said, there are few things better than watching a kids play, in my opinion. If you tell me I could take in one of these shows this weekend or on the same day I could go to Broadway and see something, I not even a blink of the eye, I'm choosing the kids. I'm choosing the kids. I want to see fun theater. I want to see people enjoying themselves on stage, and you will get that with these shows.
Yes, you will.
Find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And again, get your tickets for Anything Goes. They're premiering in just 10 days on May 31st. Get your tickets and check out those performances. They'll be taking place at the UW Center for Civic Engagement, the Vinega Center, over at 625 Stewart Avenue in Wausau, Wisconsin. And again, get your tickets at wausaucommunitytheater.org. We'll take a time out, and we're coming back, and we're talking advice.
Advice.
And that maybe you should
follow or not to follow.
Yes. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life.
Melissa and James coming into the break with a horse with no name. Which is a shame. I mean, you know, it's a horse. You name it. I don't know. Ed.
How do you talk to it?
I mean, when you're going to call the horse, what do you call? Hey, horse. Horse.
Yeah.
Yo. Hey, you. You on the leg, with the legs. Come over here. No, it doesn't work like that. I'm going to give it a name. Give the name a horse, America. Come on. Melissa and James with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. There are a bunch of sayings and mantras and advice that people keep repeating. Or you can find throw pillows with them on it. Or
wall hangings.
Yeah. Even though we all know they mostly ring a little hollow sometimes, I don't know if I agree with that. I think it depends on the person saying it. Some things, you know, you hear them from a certain person and they just hit differently. And I think some of that comes with feeling and intent and actual meaning something that you're saying. A website has collected a list of common pieces of advice and sayings that we should stop following because they're outdated or we just know better.
Okay.
And we'll see how we feel about these. Most importantly, we want to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. How do you feel about some of this stuff? How do you feel about some of these pieces of advice? The first one is actually one that I'm very curious about. I did not read ahead in the article. I just see this right now. Don't go to bed angry. The idea is that it can be better than arguing when you're tired and irritable. And maybe things will seem different in the morning. I don't know. That's something my mom and dad, that was like one of the first things they taught us as a kid. And they didn't just treat each other that way. We as kids had to be that way. If Jill and I were fighting, we were up for a little bit making good. And at least to the point where we didn't have to like each other, but we at least had to settle our argument.
Come to a truce.
Yeah. And honestly, for me, this being angry keeps me up. Like, I couldn't sleep anyway. And so for me, it's just, if I am going to get any sleep, any chance of it, getting through this isn't healthy for me.
Hmm.
Now, I also have learned, through relationships that not everybody's like that. And some people need a break. So you have to find a balance.
Time to process.
Yeah. You have to, you know, that doesn't mean that you and your feelings are not important and valid. It's just, if you're going to be in a relationship, one of the biggest things you got to learn is compromise and kind of, hey, where can we meet in the middle here?
Mm-hmm. Well, and having that interim conversation of, okay, we're angry right now, but let's just take a moment, take a break. Let's come back to this and revisit it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's doesn't necessarily solve everything, you know, and that you're not going to bed maybe still angry, but at least you have some kind of step toward resolution.
Yeah, and for some, that is the best scenario, is giving them a beat, letting them think it over, and sometimes that is sleeping on it.
And just keep communicating.
Yes, very good advice. And It's kind of interesting, too. Another common phrase that doesn't show up on here, but a lot of people say, oh, go ahead and sleep on it. Don't make a decision right now. Sleep on it.
Sleep on it. Yeah, you're right.
But don't go to bed angry. But never give up. Sometimes if something isn't working, you need to let it go.
What's the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Doing the same thing over and over the same way and expecting different results?
And that's a tough one. I don't think a lot of these are necessarily black and white. Like a lot of things in life, there's gray area. Perseverance is the biggest difference of why some people make it and some don't in many fields and many things in life. Perseverance is going to be one of your best friends the older you get and the more you fight for things in life and try to achieve things. And then there is, you know, hey, I want to be a Major League Baseball player. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try. Wait. Nope, that is not my thing. Okay, now you can keep trying, you can keep on trying, but if you don't have the body, the talent to back it up, you might not, that just might not be your thing.
Yeah.
I think one of the best lessons that I've learned in life, like a lot of people, I grew up, this is what I want to be. I grew up and realized, this is who I'm meant to be. This is where the cards fell for me. This is how my life was, going to work out. I don't believe it, you know, that everything is all planned out for us or anything like that. But I think that some things were going to happen one way or the other.
Yeah.
When there's a bully, just ignore them. Most bullies, this is a tough one, and I'm glad we're talking about this. Most bullies won't stop just because you ignore them. Sometimes the situation needs to be addressed.
That is very true, and it is a difficult situation.
So I want to preface this by saying that I don't know what it is like to be bullied in modern times.
Right.
I grew up with a lot of bullying as a kid, no matter where I lived. I stood out. And I kind of early on in life realized I was either going to try to fit in, which I was never going to do, or I was just going to be me. And I leaned way too into the be me thing and took it way too far. But I because of that, I also kind of I didn't ask for this or anything. Nobody asked for to be bullied or anything like that. But I know that I set myself up in some ways. And in doing that, I understood that there were certain things that were going to come my way. I also understood that I had even without having a lot in this world, I knew, well, I get home, I have a sanctuary.
Right. You know, you have a safe place.
My dad does pick on me a bit. But
your dad picking on you is a little different, I would hope.
Yes. For kids nowadays, that doesn't happen. Their social media, these things that follows them. And it's important, I think, to keep that in mind. How you deal with modern bullying, I think, is a layered subject.
Yes, it is. And it's something that you should seek help for. Talk to your counselor at school. Talk to your teacher. Talk to your parents.
I come from a violent background. I feel I know what I'm talking about with this. Violence is never the answer. And at the same time, you do need to stand up for yourself. And I don't think that that's maybe the most popular thing to say nowadays. But there's one mantra in our family, really. They start it, you finish it. And it's like that. I'm not just talking about fighting. I mean, so many things in life. And this is one of those things for me. This is the way I was raised, though. And I'm not saying this is the right way to handle things. I'm full on admitting that. I'm just, for me, the way I have always handled things.
Right. Well, and one of the unfortunate realities is there's often a reason why a bully is being a bully.
Yeah.
And seeking that out. With help, you know, going to a teacher or a counselor or someone at your school or your parents to try to work out why, you know, maybe it can be solved.
It feels like the from what I hear from people that know about this subject and know it better than I do, again, for modern times, the best way to deal with this nowadays is to reach out to a teacher, to a principal, to a parent, to an adult, getting them involved. I don't think that a lot of us were raised to do those things initially, but now it is the way.
Yes.
It is the way to do that. At least the start of one of the ways to handle it. This next one, don't be afraid to do what you love and the money will follow. Again, first thing I tell every single student I have had in 11 years, Follow your passions. They deserve to be followed, but have a day job.
Right. Make sure you have some security.
Yep. You want that job number one to be something secure, something you can rely on, job security, some of those things. That, you know, that side gig, follow your dreams, follow your passions. And you have never lived in a time that is more accessible to that. None of us. None of us have ever lived in a time where are so many people out there that are making a living doing what they love to do. But most of them didn't start out the gate that way. They built it.
Right. They worked up to it.
And they had a day job.
They got the security before, you know, some money in the bank account.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't begrudge anybody chasing down their dream. Just have a day job while you do it.
Yes. Have a plan.
God, I wish somebody would have told me that.
I bet you they did, James.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
You listen?
Their names were Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Tough it
the
out.
The listening part you need to follow through on.
What was that? Just kidding. It's such a bad joke. Tough it out. Tough it out. Just the simple phrase, tough it out. Well, not always.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about it. Take breaks. Think it over. Take care of yourself and then keep going. Or you'll
run. Set your boundaries.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's everything right with it.
Yes. A little bit later today, we're going to be talking with some members from NAMI of Portage and Wood County. And we're talking a lot about mental health. And I think this is a big one when it comes to mental health. All of these certainly are. Everything plays into mental health nowadays. But the toughing it out thing is something, especially here in the Midwest, that we're really guilty of. And again, there's nothing wrong with some perseverance. There's nothing wrong with having a thick skin or playing hurt or whatever phrases you want to use, but there's also there's a floor and a ceiling to this, and understanding what your personal floor and ceiling is to this is very important.
Yes.
Don't put yourself in a bad position or put too much on your plate or
just
anything.
Just because you've always been told you need to tough it out.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You don't.
Forgive and forget. Someone said it should be forgive, but don't forget, because 9 out of 10 times people's poor behavior is a pattern. I believe in forgiving and not forgetting necessarily, but forgiving and moving on. But that doesn't mean you forget. Forget isn't in that phrase. It's not about that. But at the same time, every single person listening to this has made a mistake, and all of us have wanted to make good on that or be given a second chance. So again, this is the balance that you have to do.
And I think what they mean by forgive and forget, more so, like, I think the emotion behind it is don't hold a grudge, because that's only going to hurt you.
Yep.
So forgive. And the forgetting part is just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, don't forget that they did that to you, because if they do it again, then yes, that is a pattern of bad behavior and you don't need to put up with that.
I think the greatest revenge truly is moving on. It is, and doing it in a healthy way where you are able to acknowledge this happened and that you've learned from it. You're not forgetting it necessarily, but you're also not thinking about it 24/7 and you've moved past it.
Allow it to consume you.
Yeah. You can do both. Treat people how you want to be treated. Someone said you'll be taken advantage of. Instead, I treat people the way they treat me. That's a dangerous one. I'm okay with this one. Treat people how you want to be treated. If they don't treat you right, that doesn't mean that gives you, you know, the green light to treat them like trash.
No.
Kill them with kindness. You know the quickest way to aggravate somebody that has wronged you? Smile. Get them with kindness.
Give them a big thumbs up.
There's a lot of things you could do or you may want to do in the moment, but I'm promising you the thing that is going to rock their world more than anything else, that's all right. You have a good day. What? No. No, you have to pick a fight with me. You have to blah, blah, blah and everything. We didn't agree or something. Nah. You keep moving on with your day. You got better things to do. You got more going on.
You don't need to stoop to their level. You know, that's not going to make anything better.
Yeah. I call on every single politician that is running or not running going forward, whenever they do run, raise the bar.
Yeah.
Raise the bar.
Act better.
Spend some of your money, actually, like, you know, throw a pizza party for your constituents or something like that instead of spending all these money on these hate ads.
Nobody likes the ads. Just stop it.
You've never heard a person in political history say, I voted this way because I saw that hate ad out there. and let's start calling these what they are. They're hate ads. Mm-hmm. That's all they are. They're hate advertisements. They're advertisements mm-hmm. for hate.
Negativity.
Yeah.
Let's get some positivity back going.
I've said it before. I will keep saying it. I ain't voting for anybody that puts their time and money into those things.
And the worst part is, James, it's not even the people that are running that are doing it. It's these giant PACs. It's the big money that's getting involved in politics, and that we need to get rid of.
Yeah. You should not be rich if you're a politician. I'm sorry. I don't think that's the case. If you come from wealth, if you have wealth because of a business or something like that, that is where it differs. But I don't think you should be making a good living. You should be making a solid living.
You should be able to. Just like survive.
Mm-hmm. Just like every other single American, especially those out there that are on minimum wage. You're no different than the rest of us. You should be making that. But you also don't deserve a better paycheck. You don't deserve, it's not the job. You didn't get into this. If you got into it for money, get into another line of work. Wall Street is hiring. Go be a stockbroker. Go do something like that. If you're in it for the money, you're in it for the wrong reasons.
Wrong reasons.
And finally, trust your gut. The spirit of this one is empowering, but for people with anxiety and other issues, their gut may be working against more compelling data and supporting systems. One person said, if it were up to my gut, I'd never do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one to gallop, mm-hmm. but I do think that oftentimes our instincts are leading us the right direction.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you should just blindly follow. It's a good idea to, okay, this is what my gut's telling me. What else? What are other factors? Consult with other people that you trust, maybe, depending on what it is. If it's a gut decision on Blue Moon ice cream over chocolate chip cookie dough, go with your gut.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough one, but yeah, you gotta. You gotta. Sometimes I think that my gut instincts and my instinct, that fight or flight thing that is still in there from that Neanderthal brain and all those, is part of the reason why I'm here today. But it is also part of the reason why I have this hair. And, that if that doesn't give you a good balance of maybe don't always trust your gut, I don't know. We will get to our news break. We'll come back and have some fun talking about some other stuff. We've got the 10 most confusing emojis to talk about.
Oh, yes, because we're so confused.
Plenty more coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Don't you find the answer on that magic carpet ride last night? Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Almost skipped ahead a day.
Well, we kind of wouldn't mind skipping this day,
no.
But,
Be safe out there, everybody. Yes. Look out for
each other.
Be
weather aware. Turn on your headlights. Be visible.
Keep it right here at the Civic Media Radio Networks and our good meteorologist team, Brittany Merlot and the gang. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join them and keep up to date with everything. So we're talking emojis right now. And if you don't already have your phone out, maybe bring your phone out for this. We're actually encouraging people to look at their phones, unless you are driving, of course. Oh, God, please don't do that.
Yes, please don't do that.
But in your head, I'm sure you can imagine these emojis. And for even people out there that don't text or don't know much about emojis.
Just picture the ones that confuse you and you don't know what they are.
There you go. There it is. In March, a study found that older folks and even some younger people are confused by some basic emojis, like the flush face or with wide eyes and blushed cheeks. And what some of these mean to some mean something different to others. I think the praying emoji is a great example of this. There are a lot of people that think of it as a praying emoji. There are other people who think of it as two hands high-fiving.
Oh, okay.
A study by Preply.com has produced a list of the most confusing emojis of 2024. Here are some of them. And they don't seem to be in any particular order. So I'm just going to go at number one with nail polish. Most people think it means classy or posh, but others use it to plainly as nail polish or as
right.
don't.
That's what it means.
Yeah, that's what I thought it meant. I didn't know it meant like classy or anything like that. I never heard that. All right. Dashing away. Most people think it means moving fast, but others use it as for like exhaustion or out of breath or things like that.
Okay. I don't even know what that one looks like.
I'm trying. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up on my phone here. I'm going to see.
I will too. Just so that we can see these.
We can see which ones these actually are. And as soon as I put in dashing, I pop up. No, I'm kidding. So bad. The smoke, like it's a puff of smoke. Okay.
Okay.
Boy, and I can't imagine what people would use that emoji for. People are using that for other things? No way. Upside down face. Most people think it means sarcasm, but others use it as a smiling through pain, just the same as a regular smiley face, but a passive aggression.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think, what I use it for. Like, I'm having the best day, upside down face.
Yeah, yeah. Or when you just kind of throw your hands up in the air sort of thing is what I thought. I had no idea.
There is actually a hands throwing up in the air emoji, James.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know there was until I actually typed that in once and everything. the upside down face, I never heard of that as sarcasm. They got to be more obvious about that.
I did sarcastic.
As somebody,
it's upside down and smiling.
I think we need just a specific emoji that everybody in the world knows this is sarcasm. So when I'm texting something, this is going to be sarcastic.
The universal symbol for sarcasm.
Yes, yes. Preserving face. Most people think it means frustration, but others use it as cringe or helplessness.
Okay.
I don't
know what that is.
It almost looks like they're crying or but with no tears.
Okay. Like the grimace face?
Yeah, yeah. What about the dotted line face? That is a confusing one. That one, if you look in your dotted like all line. Your faces, there's one where it's just like it's blacked out and it's just a simple smiley face without the smile. And it's got like a yellow dotted line around it.
Oh, yeah, that is a newer one.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it mean?
Most people think it means I want to disappear, but others use it as I feel invisible or speechless or I'm depressed.
Oh, okay.
Money with wings. Most people think it means losing money, but others use it as gaining money.
Oh, no. My money's flying away.
Yeah.
I don't know why you think that would be money coming in.
I don't know if you, how does flight work for you? Because for me, it means usually it's leaving me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The sleepy face. Most people think it means sadness, but others use it as tired or sick or disgusted.
The sleepy face, like the one with the Z's above it, that means sleeping?
Yeah, I don't know how you could use that for anything. Or how you
anything other than I'm sleepy.
Yeah, you like the letter Z? I don't know. I don't know about that one. How about fearful face? Most people think it means shocked or surprised, but others use it as this is horrible news or fearful or sickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, all of those things kind of apply, I guess.
Well, we're seeing a theme here where a lot of these, what they're intended for, and most people just think that they mean something sad or fearful or something like that, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody else has done this, but I will wholeheartedly admit this. I have had times where I don't know what an emoji means, and I will look it up on my phone.
Yeah, but that doesn't always mean what the person who sent it means is obviously, you know, from these. Well, it means this, but most people think it means this.
You're telling me, Melissa. But like, there are so many conversations I've had that gone the wrong direction because of an emoji. It's one of those things we just have to adapt. We have to understand and learn a little better.
If you want your meaning to be clear, type it out. Don't just send an emoji.
Yeah. I will say, too, for me, and not everybody can do this, and certainly it kind of almost slows down the texting process, which is why we use texting, the speed and the quickness and the time sensitivity of these things. But voice memos are a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very big about that as far as word text or whatever, you know, some of that. Recording myself, as much as I get tired of doing that kind of thing, it's sometimes if it's important, really important, or I feel like I'm going to be really misunderstood with this sentence, I'm just going to say it.
Well, you get your full thought across then, and there's no confusion, because in a voice memo, you can include emotion, which is something texting does not do. And these bit emojis or whatever they're called, emojis, don't necessarily express the expression that you're trying to express.
Yeah, yeah. We will take a quick time out. We will come back after hanging out with our partners for a little bit, and we'll have some fun. We got a That Ain't Right story coming up involving ice cream. As Uh-oh. We go full circle with the ice cream story.
My stomach doesn't like it. That's not right.
That is definitely the day. Right. What is more That Ain't Right story, that or me making you talk about ice cream today?
You're so mean. No, it's not. Not a big deal. I like talking about ice cream.
I appreciate that. You're a great team player, Melissa. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James are going to take it to the top of the hour.
L.A. proved too much for the man.
We want to send a shout out to the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining Melissa and I the last couple of hours. We've had a lot of fun. Keep in mind, you want to stick around. Good stuff coming up for you. Matt and Air on the Air right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Check out the Maggie Dawn show a little bit later as well. Great stuff for you on the Civic Media Radio Network. Check it all out, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into the Any Right story in a moment, but I want to touch on this story real quick because this is just kind of cool. A 95-year-old retired seamstress was reunited with a sculpture of her likeness that was thought lost nearly 40 years ago after her granddaughter tracked the artwork down online.
Oh, cool.
Italian immigrant Maria Polsani was chosen by her New York employer, Cozen and Sons Tailors, to be the subject of a 51-inch sculpture to adorn the business's lobby 4 decades ago. The proceeds involved covering her body in plaster with only a pair of straws in her nose, allowing her to breathe.
Oh, wow.
The sculpture adorned the lobby of the tailor shop in Manhattan for several years, but it vanished when businesses changed locations. Hmm. Polsani said she assumed the artwork was destroyed, but her granddaughter, Jennifer, recently decided to see if it was still intact somewhere, and she began searching for the sculpture online. It turned out to be an unexpectedly short investigation. They did an online search for woman sewing statue, and moments later discovered it was for sale at an antique warehouse in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
And they gave them a Black Friday special, and were able to buy it cheap. Sort of cheap. The family decided to donate the sculpture to the Italian-American Museum on the Lower East Side, where Polsani and her family attended the unveiling.
Oh, that's really cool.
How great is that? That's really cool. And wonderful for that lady. I'm so glad that they found it, at this point. That's great that she got to experience that.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
It is.
Now for one that ain't so great, possibly, especially ice cream lovers out there. Mm-hmm. Now, this might seem silly, but it could have huge implications when it comes to getting your ice cream fix and how much you pay for it. Cold Stone Creamery is facing a class action lawsuit because their pistachio ice cream is pistachio-less. A woman from Long Island, New York, bought some in 2022, then found out they don't actually use pistachios to make it. They use pistachio flavoring. The ingredients in it include water, ethyl, propylene, everything but no pistachio. She says she wouldn't have bought it if she'd known, and a judge just ruled that her lawsuit can move forward.
Oh, jeepers.
It's not clear how much she's suing for or how much you could get it brought in. Either way, it'll be a while. If she wins, it could impact the types of ingredients ice cream companies use, and they may end up charging more since real pistachios aren't cheap. Mm-hmm. Her lawsuit notes that Cold Stone has other deceptive flavors, too, including mango, coconut, and so many others.
So it seems like a frivolous lawsuit, in my opinion, but I think it does bring up the fact that we need to use artificial ingredients aren't necessarily good for us.
Yeah.
So using real ingredients would be better. And having truth in labeling is also important.
Might avoid a lawsuit, too. Yeah. Truth in advertising is extremely important. And we're very thankful to the Better Business Bureau and so many organizations out there that hold the line for us when it comes to these companies. I also think that our, like most people understand out there, our judicial system is very overblocked. Mm-hmm. And I think nowadays a lot of the power that consumers have is with your Yelp reviews, with your voice, with social media. and bring attention to things. I think you could bring attention to something without wanting to burn the world down. You know, without wanting to create mass attention or something like that.
And is the motivation behind her lawsuit just to make a quick buck? Or is it actually to say, well, no, we should actually, like, you shouldn't be able to call it pistachio ice cream if there's no pistachios in it?
I would think that your biggest thing here is trying to bring attention to this and to hold the company's feet to the fire and try to get them to make a change here. A lawsuit sure might do that, but one, we're talking years in court. I don't know who can afford attorneys just to do something like this. And while you're doing this, in the meantime, they're just going to keep selling this ice cream. Now, they're going to keep selling it anyway, even if you go to social media and bark about it. But at least if you're doing that, you're probably more than likely to get an impact, at least time-sensitive wise.
Right. And in your circle of friends.
Yeah. Which is all you can do. But, I mean, how many people are hearing about this article? You know, I guarantee you, call up 424-2600. Have you heard about this? Because this has been going on for a while, this article, this woman's lawsuit. But, you know, people are just now hearing about it. So what good did that do? I mean, it's going to hold the company to the fire possibly and everything, and I understand that part. But if you're, again, to your point, Melissa, if your point is to try to get some action here, where are you truly going to find the biggest impact?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a complicated question. And again, I question the motivation behind it. Why?
I think that's fair nowadays. I think that's extremely fair. And I think it's extremely fair that we need a palate cleanser. and we're going to get one today. Join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Got a great one lined up for you. In part one, we're going to talk to Caitlin Kessler with the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Ooh.
They just had a best burger contest in the state,
yeah.
And we've got some creative, meaningful moments you could do with beef and all that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. And in part two, we will be talking with Andrea and Linda from NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties.
Good.
Looking forward to that.
It's Mental Health Month, so they'll have a lot of good things to share.
We have a lot to discuss, and we're going to have a great time doing it. Looking forward to that a little bit later. Some other news and notes wanted to touch on. The Southwood County, NEPCO, North Park, and Dexter County Park beaches will be open to the public Friday, May 24th.
That's right.
Yay! Beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to find out more, I encourage you to go to woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. Otherwise, you can contact them at 421-8422, 421-8422. Big shout out to our friends at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department.
Yeah, and you can book all your campsites through their website now. So head on over and get those bookings put in.
Mm-hmm. Also, wanted to mention that some of our area schools have some great concerts coming up. One of them going on today at 6:30. Join us over at Lincoln High School's PAC for Lincoln High School Rams Jazz Concert over at the Performing Arts Center. That is going to be at 6:30 tonight. Be sure to enjoy it, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to support these kids if you can. And if you can't make that one, or maybe you can make both, tomorrow the Rams 6th, 7th, and 8th grade band concert will be taking place over at the Rams Auditorium.
Awesome.
That'll be going on at 6:30 tomorrow. Be sure to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Also going on tomorrow, the Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School band concert will be taking place at 6 o'clock at the High School Auditorium.
So many opportunities to help support our kids.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Enjoy. And be sure to wait on dinner. Or maybe you can go to this before you go to the concerts.
There you go. Head on over to the steak feed.
Yeah. Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 has their steak feed going on tonight from 4:30 to 7:30 over at the Don Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. For $30, you're going to get a 12-ounce New York strip steak, some mushrooms, onions, baked potato or rice, whole kernel corn or green beans, dinner roll, all the fixins. It's all going to be there.
And then they have a cash bar for beverages. So head on over. That sounds like a delicious meal and a great way to support our VFW Post 2534.
Yeah, the proceeds go to support them. And it's ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in central Wisconsin. Let's help those that have helped us and help keep freedom alive.
Absolutely.
Appreciate our friends over at the VFW. Big thank you to them getting us up to date, always keeping us up to date on all of
these
things.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate you, Tom. Want to remind everybody as well, tomorrow Heroes Cafe will be open at 7:30 over at the Crossview Church. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out. To all that are attending, we appreciate you, and thank you so much to all those that make that happen. We also want to remind everybody that our friends at the United Way, Stuff the School Bus Desk is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way, and that is in action. They are taking registration right now.
Yeah. Head on over to their website and get pick your spot, because you want to register early so that you you know what time to stop and pick up those school supplies.
UWSWAC.org. Be sure to head to the website, bookmark it, and sign up if you need to. UWSWAC.org. Keep in mind, you can always call 211 as well.
That's right.
We'll talk more about this, but our last good story of the day, Pam's choice for favorite ice cream.
Ooh, what is it?
Now, she said this is, you know, it's like a lot of us. It's her favorite flavor when she's feeling it, when she, you know, is in the mood. Mint with chocolate chips.
Ooh, that's a classic.
It's a classic. That's a
mint
great choice.
Mm-hmm.
A really good choice, Pam.
Well done.
Well done by you, Melissa. Great show today.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one.
You as well.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.